You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for October 1990. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, it's a nice day today in Lima. It seems like the past several editions of the DX Audio Service have either been put together right after I've gotten over a cold or after we've had some severe storms moving through the area. This issue is an exceptional one, as it is very nice outside. In fact, you might be able to hear some lawnmowers in the background going as everyone is able now to attend to their lawns around this area. We've had well over our abundance of rain, and of course, like I said, the thunderstorms which have been rolling through have caused a lot of problems with the equipment here at the DX Audio Service. We're all back to shape, 100% complete, so let's get on with this edition of the DX Audio Service. I was unable to attend this year's convention in Pittsburgh. However, John Bowker was nice enough to be able to record some of the business meeting, which was held on Saturday night. We'll have that, along with several other interesting things, coming up on the DX Audio Service on this particular edition. But right now, I got some important stuff here from the CPC committee. Seems like Wayne and the boys have been very busy out there in Colorado with several DX tests this early in the DX season. Number one is WSYB 1380, Post Office Box 249 in Rutland, Vermont, 05701. And they'll be conducting a special DX test on November 11th, 1990, from 0530 to 0600 Eastern Standard Time. Now, this test will consist of normal AdCon music programs with interspersed voice and Morse code IDs. Our thanks go out to Mr. Tom Elmore for this DX test. WARU 1600, Post Office Box A, Peru, Indiana, 46970, will conduct a special DX test on November 12, 1990, from 0200 to 0230 Eastern Standard Time. Now, this test will consist of voice IDs, code IDs, and march music. And we'd like to thank Chief Engineer Mr. James L. Swearingen for this test. WFAW 940, Post Office Box 94 in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, 53538, will present a unique DX test on October 14, 1990, from 0500 to 0600 Eastern Local Time. A special announcement for the National Radio Club will be aired during their daytime mode as a test from 0500 to 0530. This announcement will consist of a Morse code ID. This will be mixed with WFAW's normal music program. WFAW will be using this nighttime facility from 0530 to 0600. If this test works well, other tests from other Gortz broadcasting stations may be forthcoming. Our thanks to Mr. Clifford L. Groth, G-R-O-T-H, Vice President of Engineering, for this fine opportunity. And above all, if you do hear that station, please be sure to send them a report, as it might help out in future tests. KRXY 1600 7075 West Hampton, Hampden Avenue in Denver, Colorado, 80227, will conduct a special DX test on November 12, 1990, from 0230 to 0300 Eastern Standard Time, using 5,000 watts non-directional. This test will consist of both Morse code and voice IDs. KRXY will be silent for the preceding half hour and will be conducting normal routine maintenance. Our thanks go out to Gerard M. Westerman, Chief Engineer, for this test. And finally, KVOX 1280, Post Office Box 97 in Moorhead, Minnesota, 56561, will present a unique DX test on November 4th, 1990, from 0600 to 0630 Eastern Local Time. A special announcement for the National Radio Club will be aired during this time period. This announcement will contain a Morse code ID. This will be mixed with KVOX's normal music programming. KVOX will be using its nighttime facility. Our thanks to Mr. Bob Holton, General Manager of KVOX Radio, for this fine opportunity. And those are our DX tests for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Again, I'd like to make mention that if you do hear one of these stations, please do send them a report so that they know that you are interested in DX tests. Now here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr back again with another edition of AM Switch, right from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Our reference number for this edition of AM Switch is 235, and we start with our big stack of call letter changes, as always. On 930, WKOS Rochester, New Hampshire becomes WZNN. 980, KFRD Rosenberg, Texas changes to KMPQ. On 992 changes, KIXA Pittsburgh, California becomes KKIS. And the new station in Miami, Florida, when it shows up on 990, will be WFBA. 1010, KLSS Mason City, Iowa becomes KRNI. On 1040, CHRS in Saint-Jean, Quebec will be CFZZ. 1050, WASY Alexander City, Alabama changes to WXTH. 1150, WXLF Rock Hill, South Carolina becomes WYRS. 1210, WCAU Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Probably everybody already knows about this call letter change. They became WOGL. 1230, KRNO, Reno, Nevada becomes KCBN. Also on 1230, KRSS, Spokane, Washington changes to KSBN. On 1400, KBFN, Berkeley, California becomes KBLX. And WGKT, Buffalo, New York changes call again. This time they'll be WXBX. 1430, KSKS, Tulsa, Oklahoma changes to KQLL. Couple changes on 1450, WSRZ, Sarasota, Florida becomes WSPB, and WEZR, Fort Wayne, Indiana changes to WLYV. 1490, one of the old three-letter calls is going. Unfortunately, KDB in Santa Barbara, California, for some unknown reason, wants to get rid of that call. They're changing to KSPE. On 1550, KVFW in Winfield, Kansas becomes KKLE. Couple changes on 1570, WHOG in Fernandina Beach, Florida becomes WQAI, and WRHZ Riverhead, New York changes to WRHD. And finally, at the top of the dial, three changes on 1600, WINX Rockville, Maryland. Winx has been around for decades now. They're changing that call to WTKZ. WRTH in Brewer, Maine changes to WTKS. And WKGK in Saltville, Virginia becomes WXMY. Two new stations were granted this month on 900. Fort Yukon, Alaska will be 5,000 day, 5,000 night with a U1 antenna. And on 1060, new station in Howley, Texas will be 500 watts D3, daytime only. Looking at highlights from grants to existing stations on 540 KDFT Ferris, Texas. This station is changing its city of license to DeSoto, Texas. 560 CHCM Marystown, Newfoundland moves to 740 kilohertz with 10,000 watts day and night. The antenna will be U2, and by the way, that move has already been made. On 930 KHDL Opportunity, Washington will move to 840 kilohertz with 50,000 watts in the daytime, 250 watts at night. The antenna will be U2. 1440 KELG Elgin, Texas also changes their city of license. They're moving to Manor, Texas and changing their day power to 800 watts in the move. 1480 WDIX Yadkinville, North Carolina moves to 1470 with 5,000 watts day, 3,500 watts night, and a U4 antenna. And by the time I talk to you next, we will have spent a couple days in the area of Yadkinville. We'll check to see if that change has been made yet. On 1500 WCHM, Clarksville, Georgia, also moving down 10 kilohertz. They move to 1490 kilohertz, and they'll be 1,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night, and the antenna will be U1. Now let's take a look at a rather mixed bag of radio happenings in our otherness feature here on AM Switch, starting on 700 with WREH in Reston, Virginia. This new station is not yet on the air and now may not be. Although the station was already granted and a call letter was already issued, the FCC has now remanded it back to hearing with the previously unsuccessful applicant for this frequency in Walkersville, Maryland. The Reston station grant was partially based by the FCC on the decision that the city of Reston had a greater need for a first local service. The dismissed applicant for Walkersville, however, has convinced the commission that both facilities will basically be expected to serve the Metro Washington, D.C. area, and therefore the application with the better coverage of that market should be the one to be granted. Well, the FCC has decided to think their decision over once again. WREH was granted 250 watts, D1. The Walkersville application was for 5,000 watts, D3. Although Walkersville is considerably north of the D.C. area, as a matter of fact, Walkersville is north of Frederick, the FCC has determined that their coverage may be better than the 250-watt coverage from Reston. And so it goes back into hearing again, and the big wheels slowly churn out law, and we'll eventually find out what the outcome of this will be. So keep tuned. On 7:30 WDKT, Madison, Alabama. Station is silent. 8:10 KMIK, Santa Fe, New Mexico. This station went silent the first day of August and will remain off the air. They were basically kicked out of their transmitter site. The lease was not renewed. The owner of the station sold it to new owners, so now it's up to the new owners to find a new transmitter site. Until they do that, KMIK, 8:10 in Santa Fe, will be silent. As a matter of fact, Santa Fe, the state capital of New Mexico, is down to one AM station at the moment. Two are silent, and one is a CP that has not yet been built. On 910 WBNI, Roanoke, Virginia, is silent. 990 WKXC, Aiken, South Carolina, is silent. On 1110 KHEI in Kihei, Hawaii, and I don't know if we're pronouncing that right or not, it's spelled K-I-H-E-I, and most Hawaiian words are pronounced exactly the way they're spelled. This silent station is now back on the air. 1120 WYNO in Nelsonville, Ohio, this station is silent pending a sale. On 1130 WVEF, Camden, South Carolina, this station is silent. Here's an unusual and precedent-setting situation on 1160 WAMB in Donelson, Tennessee, a suburb of Nashville, has been experiencing the Cuban interference that a lot of people on 1160 have been experiencing at night. And so to give them some relief from the Cuban interference, the FCC has granted them a special temporary authority to rebroadcast their night programming on a low-power FM repeater with 75 watts at 106.7 megahertz. The FCC engineers have determined that this power level will provide WAMB with the same night coverage they could expect from their 1,000-watt AM signal at night if the Cuban interference was not present. The AM signal will continue to operate at night, but will also be relayed on 106.7 FM. And this is something brand new. The FCC has never authorized anyone to do that before. It will be interesting to see if other people suffering Cuban interference jump on the same bandwagon, because there are a lot of people with that problem. On 1230 KLIC, Monroe, Louisiana, this silent station has been sold and is expected to return to the air by the end of the year. Also on 1230 KSBN, Spokane, Washington, they were silent under the old Carl, KRSS. They are now back on the air. 1240 WDJQ, Marion, Mississippi. You remember a few months ago we told you they applied to move back to their former city of license, which is Meridian, Mississippi. But now they have asked that application be dismissed, and so it looks like they're going to stay in Marion. On 1330 WDLZ, Flint, Michigan, this station went silent August the 20th. The owner claims it will return sometime with a new format, but people in the area say don't hold your breath. Also on 1330 KENU in Umpqua, Washington, this station is silent. 1350 WCHI in Chillicothe, Ohio, is silent. 1400 WWXX, Alpharetta, Georgia. This station has been on and off over the last couple years. The station has only been around for about 5 years. The owner has been unsuccessful in finding a buyer for it, is unable to continue to operate it himself, and so has surrendered his license to the FCC. So the facility and the call has been deleted. WWXX and 1400 in Alpharetta, Georgia, are no more. Scratch them out of your log. On 1410 WRNB, Prattville, Alabama, station is silent. 1440 WIRE in Normal, Illinois, another silent station that has surrendered its license to the FCC, so you can scratch that out of your log. And also on 1440 WRPZ in Paris, Kentucky, this station has been silent for almost 2 years, and the FCC has now revoked their license. And so that facility and call is also deleted. AM stations are dropping like flies. 1500 WDPC, Dallas, Georgia, silent station, back on the air. There's some good news. news. Some good news at the top end of the band here. 1510 WMOO, Mineola, Texas Silent Station is also back on the air. On 1520 WQMA, Marks, Mississippi, station is silent. Also on 1520 KYND, Cypress, Texas, this new station is now on the air. They have a religious format. Sort of an interesting situation on 1530 KCTT in Yellville, Arkansas. As far as anyone knew, this station existed and was broadcasting. However, the fine folks at the NRC CPC machine out in Colorado contacted this station about running a DX test for the National Radio Club. A reply came back from Monty Davenport, the general manager, and the reply simply said, "We broadcast on FM only." So evidently, KCTT Yellville on 1530 must be silent. 1580 KLVU, Haynesville, Louisiana. This silent station has returned to the air. And finally, on 1590 WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina, station is silent. We mentioned a few minutes ago the revoking of the license of WRPZ in Paris because the station had been silent for several years and it looked like no attempt was going to be made to return the station to the air. The FCC, in revoking the license of WRPZ, has stated that all stations remaining silent for 12 months or more are subject to license revocation. Now, while mitigating circumstances are always taken into consideration before revocation takes place, there are a number of stations that have been silent for a lot longer than a year, which may now be in jeopardy of having their license canceled. The commission evidently intends to be more strict in its enforcement of its licensing policies, and you might expect to see some of the long-standing silent stations being revoked in the future. And that, my friends, will wrap it up for this month's edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. I'm Jerry Starr, and I just want to add a quick postscript. It was definitely a pleasure to have met a lot of people who are subscribers to the audio service for the very first time at the National Radio Club convention in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It was definitely our pleasure, and we're looking forward to seeing you and more people from the audio service when the convention rolls around next year. And Fred?
Yes.
Sorry you weren't able to be there, my friend. I guess we'll see you next year, too, if the lightning stays away, right?
Well, I'll tell you, if it's not the lightning, it's the business commitments. If it's not the business commitments, it's lightning. Oh, boy, I guess there's nothing you can do except hope for the best. Hopefully we'll be there at the National Radio Club Convention, which I believe is going to be in West Virginia next year. We'll have more details as soon as we get the information right here on the DX Audio Service. And in Studio B, I shall raise my hand and point a finger, which means it's time to cue John Bowker. John.
Hello again, everyone. I'm John Bowker, and this is the segment of the DX Audio Service where we gather up all the tape-recorded station breaks from AM stations from all over the country and Canada as best we can, and at least those we have here in the Travelogue studio, and let you hear how some of these stations actually sound when you're right there in town, or at least nearby. Now, today we're going to be getting into the 670 tape, but there's still some unfinished business from last month to attend to. The Pittsburgh Conference, by the way, of the National Radio Club was a big hit, as many of you who were there already know. John Malachy had things so well organized, very well, in fact, and there was so much going on that a few of the scheduled items had to be postponed to next year's conference in West Virginia because there was just too much to squeeze into some of the time that we had allotted. So we all owe John and his helpers a tip of the hat. It was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it thoroughly. I suppose we shouldn't let the moment pass, however, for those of you who were there, particularly at the dinner on Saturday night, without commenting just a bit on what one of the guest speakers who entertained us said with his stories of life at KDKA. You know, it's rare you find a spokesman for a company who can sincerely speak with such gusto and obvious love for the organization that he's worked for over 30 years, KDKA and the Westinghouse Company. I hope, at least I guess, most of his audience were very polite, realizing that there were a few technical glitches in his comments. After all, it was WLW that operated with 500,000 watts in Cincinnati. It was not KDKA, regardless of what our wonderful speaker said. Oh, and the first program on KDKA was certainly not sponsored, as he said. No way. No, the first sponsorship was on WEAF in New York years later. Incidentally, I've looked into how that, he might have come up with that. And the closest I can come is that there is obviously, because I have a copy of it, a newspaper advertisement in the Pittsburgh paper. It doesn't say here what date or what Pittsburgh paper, wouldn't you know? But anyway, it mentions that it's a department store ad in Pittsburgh advertising some radios, amateur radios they're called, in their newspaper ad, telling people to tune into KDKA to hear the election returns on November 2nd. So the paper must have been 1920. But that's as close to finding a way to sponsor a program. Certainly, KDKA did not make any money on that program, quite the opposite. But anyway, it was a fine talk, and we all came away, at least I did, with a very warm spot for KDKA and the tradition it has built over the years, no question about it. Now, at the end of last month's travelogue, I mentioned I was awaiting a clear, clean recording of a station in Nebraska, since it was a powerful station and deserved better treatment than I could give it. And what do you know? Gee, I get there, I'm starting to register at the conference and at Pittsburgh, and up walks Rick Dow, cassette in hand, big smile on his face, and he said, "Here, play this." So I went out to the motorhome later on, played it. And what do you think I heard? This is what I heard.
Reaching out to Hardington, Randolph, and Windside, Nebraska. Regional Gospel Radio, KCRO, Omaha.
Thanks, Rick. I felt badly I had cheated you all here in the DX Audio Service by not playing you the infamous WFAN identification that occurs at 10 o'clock in the morning, following the Don Imus program. Perhaps some of you have heard of Don Imus, Imus in the Morning. Well, now, what you're about to hear, and I think this is unbelievable, but let's give it a whirl. What you're about to hear for the next minute or so, okay, is what anyone tuned to 660 in New York hears at 10 o'clock in the morning. Let me assure you, there are no problems with the cassette you're now playing, and I hope there are no problems with your machine. So what you're going to hear is not the result of somebody doing something to the tape. This is what you hear on the air. I will not telescope this ID nor fool with it in any way. So see, I guess I've built it up plenty now. See what you think of this. Oh, and see what you think it would be like to be the announcer that follows this.
Days at Sears through Saturday. Your money's worth and a whole lot more.
This concludes the entertainment portion of the WFAN broadcast day. WFAN now presents the rest of its programming schedule. 62 and one-half hours of imbecilic prattle between contemptibly limited provincial program hosts talking on the telephone to a band of 13 equally insignificant housebound agoraphobes with sports obsessions. The entertainment portion of the WFAN broadcast day will resume at 5:30 Monday morning.
It's after 10. These are the latest developments.
Okay, that was from a Friday morning. Yeah. All right, enough. Today, we turn to 670 kilohertz. Let's see what we have here. You know, I spoke with a number of the audio service people in Pittsburgh and asked them what stations they could hear at 670 from where they lived. As a matter of fact, let's pick up on that tape right now. Listen to this. Let's see. Here's Ed McDonald. Ed, where are you from?
Hey, John. Westover, West Virginia.
And what do you get at 670 at night?
WMAQ.
Then I went over to a table with Mike Lance and Clarence Cordry. They were sitting there.
Well, let's see. We have a bunch of people here. Let's just see what the story might be. 670 on the dial. What do you get at night on 670?
WMAQ.
Yeah? And where are you from? You're down in Miami.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And let's see.
Where you get WMAQ. I'm from Canton, Ohio.
And let's see, as we walk around here at breakfast on Sunday morning, and this must be September 3rd in Pittsburgh, here's another gentleman. Tell me, at 670 on the dial, what do you pick up at night?
Oh, WMAQ.
Brian, where are you picking that up from?
Like, Silver Spring, Maryland.
Yeah, okay, fine.
And that last was from Doug Hunsinger. See, Doug, I got it right this time. Gee whiz, I have to tell you people who weren't there that half the time, I think, Doug, isn't that right? I was calling you by a different name. I won't tell you what other name, but oh my goodness, sometime I have to get you and the other fella together, then you'll know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it was Doug Hunsinger, and we did have an enjoyable time, Doug and I, particularly chatting as we did. Okay, let's see. Maybe I shouldn't be so embarrassed by the short length of the 670 tape that we have in the DX Audio Service travelogue as a result of those interviews. And so, without further ado, what do you say we listen to the October 1990 DX Audio Service travelogue for 670 kilohertz, starting with the obvious one.
Your dial is set at 670 WMAQ Chicago, Group W, a Westinghouse broadcasting station in AM stereo.
This is WMAQ, All News 67. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
It's 41 degrees and partly cloudy in Chicago at 9 o'clock on this Monday, the 11th of April. Good morning, I'm Pat Cassidy.
Okay, Pat. Well, you know, one of the things that I learned, if I heard it right, at our banquet speaker from KDKA, he told us that that slogan about you give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world was developed by a fellow working at KQV in Pittsburgh, you know, across town. At the time, they were all news. Of course, they are all news right now. And that fellow then later on joined the Westinghouse broadcasting chain and introduced that slogan to all the Westinghouse stations across the country. There must have been, what, about 12 of the stations now that have used that 22-minute slogan. Some of them aren't even all news, and some of them aren't even Westinghouse anymore. But I thought that was kind of an interesting story. I hope we got it right. Okay, let's see. If we stay in Chicago but turn the clock back a little bit and then move on to some other communities, this is what we hear at 670 on the dial.
WMAQ, Chicago.
Let's pause 10 seconds for identification on the White Sox Radio Network.
This is the home of White Sox baseball, All News 67, WMAQ, Chicago.
WMAQ, Chicago.
34 degrees. Puts, behave yourself over the weekend.
Okay, Puts. We'll behave ourselves, but we'll do it down in Miami.
Muy junto a usted, WWFE, la nueva emisora de Miami, 670 en el dial, WWFE, 670, Miami, Florida.
I came from Tim Hendel, by the way, and hey, Mike, Lance, you be sure to say hi to Tim for me, won't you? Tim, I trust you got the information I sent you about WWFE out of the FCC records. If you didn't, let me know. It's there somewhere. Let's move on with the 670 tape. We actually have some other stations in other cities for you. Listen.
Hi, this is Bob Leonard, and you're tuned to KWNK. See me, San Fernando Valley. We are Valley Radio.
Serving Bristol Bay. 67 KDLG, Dillingham.
Your country.
And now, more music from KDLG.
Well, that's kind of the end of the tape, I must admit. But as I said earlier, why, you know, gee whiz, we got, four stations on there? Not bad at all. You know, I count 13 active stations on 670 today. That's some growth pattern. By golly, I can tell you that. Did you know that it wasn't until 1946 that the FCC allowed any other station on 670 except WMAQ? Bet you don't know what the first newcomer on that frequency was. It only lasted a few months. You won't, but the frequency, 670, the city, Rome, Georgia. Okay. And the call letters were WLAQ. Say that quickly and guess who you confused. WLAQ, 670, right? Oh, dear. Then it wasn't until 1970, I'm within a year, I'm not reading from notes, that KBOI came on the air at 670. They moved to 670, actually. And then it was another 5 or 6 years before Dillingham in Alaska came on. So anyway, that's what you've heard. And now we got 13 of them. So, say, I want to give special heed and say hello to the people Linda and I met at the Pittsburgh conference. And, oh, by the way, Linda had a good time, I can tell you. And that's terrific. I've received tapes during the past months, not only from Rick Dow, but from Ed McDonald. Hello again, Ed. We had a good time there, didn't we? And Mike, see Mike? Mike Smith, I told you I'd buy you a drink, just like I promised, and I did, honestly, yeah. Skip Dabelstein, yeah, didn't see you at the conference, son of a gun. We'll get you to West Virginia next year with any luck. But thanks for sending in. It was a terrific tape you sent me. Some of that stuff you sent in, non-station breaks, was stuff I hadn't heard before, and a lot of fun listening to it, so nice going. And Ernie Wasilowski, now Ernie was there with his video camera, too, at the conference. And he gave me a tape of more KWMT jingles than I ever want to hear again. I think that's safe to say. And let's see, Tim Hendel has sent in a tape. Tim couldn't make it up to Pittsburgh from Miami this time, but one of these times, Tim, we'll get together with you. No question about it. And son John S. Bowker, thanks very much, John, for your work, because I know what you went through driving as far as you did in such a hurry, and leaving your two kids with a babysitter all that time. But it was a fun time, and John brought a couple of updates from the upper Midwest, including the new WKNR station break, 1220 in Cleveland. And John, I agree with you. After all the history of WKNR in that whole section, Detroit and nearby and now Cleveland, this new one is something of a disappointment, I'd have to agree. Hey, Fred, I guess it's time. By the way, I am not going to introduce Bill Hale. I don't care what you say. After that bah humbug, I have to admit, I was kind of taken with it. Say, one of the things I meant to mention, the FCC has just released a notice that in Nashville, actually in Donelson, Tennessee, Donelson's a suburb of Nashville, I guess, WAMB at 1160 is going to be simulcasting at night with a 75-watt FM station, just on a temporary authority, because at night Cuba is giving them heavy interference. Donelson goes down from 50 kilowatts to 1 kilowatt. And what the FCC has determined, and this is why I bring it up, that 1 kilowatt with Cuban interference in Donelson, Tennessee, is approximately the same as a 75-watt FM station. Now, I'm not going to comment further. I'll just let you take that in any way you want. And the thing that reminded me about that news item, I had written it down on a separate piece of paper, that bah humbug comment of Hale's, I'm still chuckling about it, but I hate you, Bill Hale. I couldn't help noticing that the new licensee for an FM station in Brandon, Vermont, his licensee, his name is Bach and Roll. B-A-C-H and Roll. What do you got? Hey, before I get mired in trivia, Fred, I'm going to turn...
John?
What's that? What are you doing? Why are you waving your arms looking like an idiot?
I got something here which I've got to do. As you know, I didn't make the National Radio Club convention, and I had something planned that I was going to do at the banquet to you, but it's going to have to be done now. Just sit back and listen to this. Keep your headphones on and listen.
Okay, I'll just sit back and listen.
Okay, now, what I was going to do is I was going to see if I can get some stations for your travelogue that you don't hear. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get out of town, so I just started DXing around the dials here in Lima, and I caught some interesting IDs. Now, this first one really catches you by surprise. Listen to this.
Vous écoutez CBEF, la voix française du sud-ouest ontarien, à votre service depuis 20 ans. Des salutations particulières de la région de Windsor-Détroit à Monsieur John Bowker. Et voici le groupe Corbeau avec Marjo.
Now that's interesting. CBEF in Windsor, Ontario mentioned the name John Bowker. Now what do you think the chances of that happening again are?
John Bowker, this is Ernie Farrar.
John Hill.
Chuck Setzer.
Bob Sherman.
Sean LeMay.
George Como.
Dave McGown.
1960. The sound of the good life. WBMT. Burlington. 1965.
WBMT. 62.
WVMT on hit music 1969.
WVMT, where your friends are.
WVMT, Burlington
1977.
Your friends are always there, WBMT. A friend you can count on.
1989.
Stereo 620, WBMT.
1990.
You're cruising with the classics on Stereo 620, WBMT Burlington.
Stereo 620 WBMT.
Now, that's a coincidence, isn't it? That they would mention John Bowker's name on WVMT Burlington. Now, what do you think the odds are of something like that happening on, say, a station which transmits on two separate frequencies, such as CHYR in Leamington, Ontario, Canada?
We'd like to say hello to John Bowker from CHYR 710 in Canada's Sun Parlor.
Now that's interesting. 710 CHYR mentioned your name. Now, do you think that they would do something like that after they went to the 730 transmitter?
A special hello to John Bowker from CHYR 730, Canada's most southerly radio voice.
Now that's interesting. 730 CHYR 7 mentioned your name, John. Gee, I wonder if 610 WTVN Columbus would ever do such a thing.
610 WTVN Columbus, John Bowker's favorite radio station. Hope I pronounced John's name right. It's either John Bowker or John Boker. Whatever, John. You're retiring. We're all going to miss you here in Columbus. And let's give him a letter of recommendation. All right, John.
Hey, 610 TVN did mention your name. Well, I wonder what would happen out west, say in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's one for John Bowker from KFMS AM North Las Vegas, FM Las Vegas, making you professional listeners as we put you on the payroll from 12 in a row, KFM 102.
You know, I wonder what the odds would be of some big market all-news station mentioning your name. You know, anything's possible in this day and age.
30,000 different items, ranging from bolts to ship's boilers. Many of the products used in weapons, such as those in the F-15 fighter planes in Saudi Arabia. About 6,000 people work at DCSC in suburban Whitehall. All news, all day, every day, keeping John Bowker informed. This is News Radio 95, WWJ, Detroit. Two Americans, one a former member of Congress.
You know, it just occurred to me, John, that maybe it'd be a real nice topper to this whole tribute to have some historic call sign out of Cincinnati, Ohio mention your name. And especially if they did it with some real pizzazz in honor of you.
This is the NBC Television Network.
Good morning. It's 2 o'clock at the All Night Funny Farm with Dr. J and Big John Bowker. Hey, this one's for you, old buddy.
Hey. WSAI, Cincinnati.
Well, John, and we hope that you don't have to live with a hernia after laughing so hard, but you see, my friend, you've been had. Phil Wayne and myself decided to put together this little montage of station IDs by contacting radio stations around the United States and Canada and having your name mentioned in conjunction with their top-of-the-hour IDs. Now, why did we do this, you ask? Well, because of all the hard work and effort you've put into the NRC and the DX Audio Service, and also because we know you're retiring this November from your business practice. So, John, we just want to do something to make you feel real good.
I feel good!
And what way to top this? But with Bill Hale and a look at Domestic DX Digest. Bill?
Thanks, Fred, and hello, everyone. This month's big news on the AM dial, the most talked about thing in my mailbag this past month, has been the abrupt call letter and format change for one of the most prestigious stations, a CBS-owned and operated outfit, and another old station going down the tubes as far as call letters are concerned. And that's the 50-kilowatt station in Philadelphia, WCAU 1210. It seems the station was facing stiff competition from KYW 1060 for the news audience, WWDB 96.5 getting the talk audience, and Sports Talk WIP 610 taking no prisoners. The powers that be at CBS decided to try another format, so it's been reported that on August 15th, the new WOGL AM 1210 simulcast from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. with its sister station WOGL FM. Some of the slogans heard include Oldies 1210 WCAU, the greatest oldies of all time, together on AM and FM, Oldies 1210 and FM 98.1, WOGL Philadelphia, among others. I'm sure you get the idea. WOGL AM continues to be the flagship station for the Philadelphia Phillies baseball games. And my thanks to Tom Sanders of Davison, Michigan, Doug Smith of Madison, Wisconsin, Ed Janis from Bricktown, New Jersey, Walter Nissen from Silver Spring, Maryland, Eric Buneman of Woodstock, Georgia, Bob Harrison of Union, New Jersey, Charles Ray of Leamington, Ontario, and Hank Holbrook of Dunkirk, Maryland for contributing data on this change. On to other items of interest, Tom Sanders also sent me a copy of a newspaper article from the Flint Journal, which relays the news that Flint's WDLZ 1330 has gone silent. The decision was made in the middle of August to pull the plug on this Z-Rock affiliate. The president of the station, David Schurer, was quoted as saying, "The Z-Rock format was not living up to its standards, and the vulgarity was to the point that wasn't entertaining. I didn't feel it was professional radio," end of quote. 1330 may return soon with a format change, possibly simulcasting their FM. Well, if you were wondering what the name for CHOG 640's format is, wonder no more, says Eric Buneman. It's called Rock 40 and is a rock-oriented CHR format, taking most of its playlist from Billboard and Radio and Records Rock Singles Chart instead of the Pop Singles Chart. Dale Park of Honolulu, yes, we get letters and news from all over, reports that WSLI 930 Jackson, Mississippi, and WGBR 1150 Goldsboro, North Carolina, have added TalkNet per Brucey Williams, and WDAY 970 in Fargo, North Dakota, and KMAN 1350 Manhattan, Kansas, have added the Larry King Show per an announcement on Larry's show. Doug Smith reports that WMAD 1190 Sun Prairie, Wisconsin is now simulcasting AOR from WMAD FM 92.1 from 1900 hours to sign off. The AM remains CNN headline news the remainder of the day. Well, don't forget our special edition of DDXD coming in November. Send in your one best medium wave logging of all time. Be sure to include station call letters, its location, the date, the time, what you heard, your location at the time, and why you consider it to be your best catch. The deadline is October 15th for the November audio service tape and publication in one of the November issues of DX News. My address is 734 Burleson, spelled B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, San Marcos, Texas, 78666-4335. So until next time, this is Bill Hale with Domestic DX Digest Happenings on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Thank you very much, Bill. And, of course, you can get all the information on what is happening on the dials with the Domestic DX Digest, and Bill Hale will keep you informed on just that. Also, I'd like to make mention about one thing. I made an error on last month's cassette, and I know you're sitting there thinking, so what else is new, Vobey? Well, I screwed you up a little bit by giving you the wrong area code to National Radio Club headquarters. So if you would, copy down this new information, or actually a corrected piece of information. If you need to contact Mike Knitter concerning your subscription, perhaps a question or two about the DX Audio Service, maybe you're renewing your subscription to the DX Audio Service, or changing your address, here is whom to contact. Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R, at National Radio Club Incorporated, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. Now, on last month's cassette, I think I made mention that the area code was 609. Wrong. It's 608. 609 puts you into Bowker country. 608-423-4159 is the telephone number to reach the National Radio Club headquarters. And if you would like to renew your subscription via credit card, you can give Mike a call sometime between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock Eastern local time. And Mike will take care of your subscription for you. One other thing real quick before we go to part two, and that is Crazy Ken. You know, the guy that's signing all the autographs at the NRC convention? I think he signed at least 265, I hear. He also has this fine booklet entitled National Radio Club Product Catalog. It's only $1, and it lists all the different products that you can get from the National Radio Club, including receiver reviews, product summaries, of course, the NRC coffee mugs, station profiles, all sorts of things. It's only $1, and it's available from the National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. And when you drop a note in there to Ken about the catalog, be sure to mention that you're a DX Audio Service member. We'll see you on part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service with more DX and, of course, nonsense.
WNBC, a happy diversion, a thermal inversion. We got the heat beat.
Do you mind turning off the radio?